This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Kwanele Boltina is a lead auctioneer and managing director at Riley Auctioneers. He's a rising star in the auctioneering sector. Registered and accredited, he adds value to the company with a scope of growth where he takes full advantage of his capabilities, backed by an auctioneering support services qualification, a volunteer experience with further training with a global leader abroad in the fine art industry. Okay, but what does this actually mean? Well, we're talking to businessman, lead auctioneer and MD and owner of Riley Auctioneers, one of the under 40 Africa most influential business minds in our Power Hustle segment here on Power Weekend Breakfast. Our focus is on a 100% black owned auctioning company and the mind behind it, the businessman behind it, the hustler behind it. Kwanele Boltina joins us right now. Hi, welcome.
Well, thank you, Pabi. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm all right.
Why are you giggling when I say these things?
No. It's just amazing that this is how people portray you. I'm just a simple guy doing my own thing.
Well, tell us about the simple guy. Where does Kwanele come from? Give us your backstory.
All right. Kwanele is born and bred in Mthatha, former capital of Transkei.
Yes.
If you know your history, that was one of the Bantustan states, and home of the legends.
I love that. And what kind of youngster was Kwanele?
I was quite infamous for being a delinquent, but along the way, you know, I found myself and eventually I'm here.
I like delinquents. Delinquent could be rule breaker, yes, questioner of every normal structure, or it could be somebody who just doesn't feel comfortable inside the boxes that society puts us in. So I wonder, what kind of delinquent is this?
I guess all of the above that you've mentioned. And as I'd mentioned, I'm here now. I've broken out of that box and broken the norm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the entrepreneurial energy, was that always a part of your life?
I come from a very entrepreneurial background. My grandfather was a pioneer within the tourism and gambling space in the Eastern Cape. He's played a big role in my life as, yeah, as a mentor, and not just a mentor, but also a role model. And so I guess it's a knack that comes with me, being an entrepreneur. Yeah,
it's interesting how talent can be passed from generation to generation, and perhaps entrepreneurship, maybe not genetically, but in what you experienced and saw around you. What were some of the things that you did see from your grandfather growing up?
Okay, growing up in Transkei, it was a blessing for me in disguise, because it allowed me to always understand that no one is better than you, and never to sell myself short and come second best in all that I do. And talking about race and color, I never knew what a white person was until I went to boarding school. So for me, a human being has always been a superior black individual, whether they've been a lawyer, a doctor, or a garage owner.
I love that so much. So let's talk about your first forays into entrepreneurship.
I've had quite a few experiences. You know, I've tried a few businesses that have failed, but here I am. I'm running a 100% black owned auction house. Most people don't understand and don't believe that an individual, a black individual such as myself with my background, could actually be a pioneer and want to pave way for others in an industry that has never been ventured into mostly by black individuals. Funny enough, when I wanted to venture into auctioneering, you know, the first question I was asked, who do I know that is doing this thing? Does it have money? And I was like, that's exactly why I want to do it, because I'll be the first.
Tell us about how an auctioneering company actually works.
It's more complex than what people see. Yeah. It's not about the guy talking fast and bidding on the podium. There's a lot of support services. It involves a lot of marketing, a lot of research, a lot of understanding the assets that you dispose. Auctioneering is a simple process of disposal of immovable and movable assets. And obviously, with the selling method where you're trying to realize value out of these assets through a process where you augment the prices, and that is the purpose of my role.
Fantastic. How was the journey from start to where you are today in what I suspect is an industry where perhaps we're not seeing many of our own young black faces reflected back to us? Talk to us about some of the challenges that you faced and how you've overcome them.
Let's not talk about faced. Let's talk about facing.
Got it.
Yeah. The reality is, Pabi, it's been an interesting journey, and it still is an interesting journey. You know, me sitting here having whoever's out there listening is a blessing on its own, and it's part of the journey that I'm on. Being a predominantly white owned industry, it has been quite a challenge for us to break barriers. And there are, you know, white boys clubs which are regulating the industry and in control of the real work within the industry.
Yeah.
I note that our government has done its part in trying to involve us and bring participation of black individuals such as myself. But
in
the banks
way?
And everything are not conforming, and it is rather frustrating for the industry and the economy as a whole.
What's the government done to make sure there's more inclusion?
Well, you know, the very first contract that really got me identified and realized is a government contract. And had that opportunity not been there, I don't think I'd be sitting here today. And, you know, even with government, there may be still a lot that needs to be done, but at least there has been some motion and the wheels have been moving, as slow as it may be. But yeah, there have been opportunities, government tenders for the disposal of government assets and all of that, valuation work, and obviously the property space as well, which is plugged in and is in synergy with the auctioneering space. Yeah.
So with that being said, knowing what you know now, would you have still started this business, walk down this path? I mean, if you could go back, what would you have done differently first starting out?
There's so much I would have done differently, Pabi. Firstly, you know, auctioneering, no auction is the same. And the reality of the fact that, yes, I may be black and I may have peers and counters that are of a different race and color to me, but the reality is these guys have walked this journey. They understand it. They've got the experience. And what I'd done differently would have not tried to do things on my own and be a warrior about it, but simply to try and absorb as much as I can from those that have walked the path before me. And I'm currently in that process as we speak.
What makes your business unique?
What makes my business unique is, firstly, we will be the first auction house ever to be listed. And over and above that, we will be the first 100% black auction house to represent not just nationally, but throughout Africa as a whole. And the most important thing about our business is we live and thrive off the element of simplifying the auction method and derailing away from your traditional auction process of wearing a tie and standing on a podium and doing things traditionally. So we bring in a lot of innovation, technology, young minds, fresh ideas, and yeah.
So let's talk about those young minds and fresh ideas. Talk to us about your staff contingent. How do you go about selecting your employees?
It's always been a gut thing. It's always been a spiritual thing as well. You know, I've run a few interviews for different roles and positions within my structure. And every individual that is with me right now, I'm sure if there's any of them listening, they can tell you the first order of business is to understand the business that we're in. Yes, there's a lot of money, but money comes with a lot of hard work. So it's all about dedication, focus, passion, and really understanding the industry and giving it your all. So those individuals possess all of those qualities, and I think that is why they make us the team that we are.
And what is your staff contingent at the moment?
Interesting. Currently, we're sitting on 10. that is six females, four male.
Why do you feel you need to bring that up? That there are more females than males.
Yeah, that's why I said interesting. Yes. I also sit as head of transformation. Yes. In the regulatory or organization that is the voice of the auction industry, South African Institute of Auctioneers. And my onus has always been transformation is not just about color. It's about gender and it's also about age. And hence the young and youthful team that I possess, and obviously trying to bring in more female participants into the space so that we walk the talk and reflect exactly what we prophesy as well.
Why is it so important to have a seat at the table beyond your own business on, for example, bodies that regulate your industry?
It's very important because my voice paves and also assists those that are clueless about the industry, that they potentially could also be champions of this industry. You know, there's vast opportunities within the auctioneering space. As I'd mentioned, there's many sectors and factors that actually plug into it. There's the property space, there's valuators, there's appraisers, there's technicians, there's the fleet management, there's the technological side of it as well, you know, graphic designers, marketing, media space, and so forth. So it's very important for an individual like myself to actually sit across the table so that I can represent those individuals that don't have the voice to speak out and shine out.
Is that not a double responsibility for many black entrepreneurs to be able to not only focus on the bottom line of their own business and expand and scale their own business, but look after industries and almost do social work?
Pabi, I've got a saying that says, if not us, then who? If not now, then when? So eventually, as it may be, a burden or a blessing, it has to be done eventually, and I guess I'm the chosen one.
The number to dial is 0861-987-000. This is The Power Hustle, where we talk to the C-suite, the entrepreneurs, the business leaders, the minds behind some of the companies that you may be doing business with today. And you don't know who is at the helm. Well, today, if you have interacted at any point with Riley Auctioneers, it is a 100% black-owned auction company. And in studio, we have the businessman, lead auctioneer, and MD and owner of Riley Auctioneers, Gwanele Boltina. You can give us a call on 0861-987-000. This accolade, Gwanele, under 40 Africa most influential business minds. Let's talk a bit about where that comes from and what that meant for your entrepreneurial journey.
I'm 39. I'm turning 40 next year. It's an honor, firstly, and evidently, as tough as it may be, it means someone out there is listening. And for me, it's an inspiration not just to myself, but to my peers, my family, my friends, that as a black child, our dreams are valid. Mm. You know, to be recognized in South Africa is something else, but to Africa, it's mind blowing. Mm. And obviously, from Africa, we're going out to the world.
There is a view that the South Africans in business or who are unemployed or who are young have less of vigor and ambition than our African counterparts. What's your view?
I totally disagree with that. The vigor is there. The passion is there. But maybe it's the tenacity and the focus that we lack. You know, I meet a lot of young, talented individuals out there in their respective spaces. And you need to understand the demographics and the dynamics are different with each and every country. Mm. You know, the challenges that we face are not going to be the same as any other country. I mean, same in light with them as well. But to say that we're not pushing or not as enthusiastic or as not as driven as anyone else out there, I doubt it. You know, I always tell my friends, if you can make it in Johannesburg, you can make it anywhere in the world.
Mm. So on the back of that, do you think entrepreneurs are born or entrepreneurs are made?
I think entrepreneurs are born. However, with anything is possible. And just like a nice cup of cappuccino, you know, as milk alone, it will not have the impact. So it's a matter of joining in forces and embracing whatever that is that you have possess as a skill and as an ability, and be able to do that concoction to finally release the final product that has the punch.
So how many hours a day on average do you work?
24. I'm working right now.
Of course you are. This is part of your marketing and PR strategy, isn't it?
Yeah. 24 hours, Pavi. You know, most of my friends laugh about this. I hardly sleep. And maybe that's why I'm as short as I am. You know, but you need to sacrifice some to benefit some.
Your hard work stunted your growth.
Definitely.
And
but
in
where
those,
I lack, eh, I compensate
absolutely,
for elsewhere.
Absolutely. I don't know what that means, but absolutely. I wonder then what you would say you spend the most of your time doing as an entrepreneur. What should an entrepreneur be focused on the most?
You know, I've read a lot of inspirational books. It's all about self and your well-being. You know, I don't care how hard you may work. I don't care how smart you may be. If you do not take care of yourself, the results will eventually catch up with you.
So is that reading? Is that running? Is that gym, meditation? What does it look like for Kwanele?
It's a mixture of all. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the meditation. It's the spiritual time that you give to yourself. It's sometimes you need to be selfish about yourself and your time and, you know, focus on your diet, your allocation of time, of where you place it. For example, I do not watch TV. Mm-hmm. Even if I, when I do, it's you know, very minimal. But that works for me because that's the time I give to myself. Yeah.
So, what key activities on a daily basis in a business and an industry like yours that requires so many different stakeholders? What key activities would you recommend an entrepreneur focuses on the most daily?
Okay. An auction house is nothing without the proper administration. 2 hours of my day, I make sure my team are on track with the admin in terms of communicating with past clients,
right,
new clients, sourcing new business, advertising, marketing, making sure that the legal side of things are on track and so forth. And I think that's what's most key and element. And then the rest of it is, you know, as they say, people buy who you are. It's about selling myself and sourcing new business. I always tell my team I'm the fisherman and they are the chefs.
Amazing, amazing. A book that you've read that has inspired your business journey?
A book that I've read? I've read quite a few, but most importantly, I'm a very conscious black individual and I would relate a lot to I Write What I Like by Steve Biko.
How has that in particular influenced business?
it's instilled an ideology of never undermining myself as an African under any sphere and any platform. But most importantly, it's instilled an ideology that it's not just about the color, you know. We always need to realize that we are our ancestors' wildest dreams. And it may not be today that we really attain what we call true freedom, but we are the ones that are here to carve that journey for the others that are to follow, for an African child that is, yeah.
So with that in mind, with your journey in mind and your goals in mind, what advice would you have for anybody who'd like to walk the entrepreneurial journey?
Stick to what you know. Focus, sacrifice, dedication, time management are very key. And I think with those in mind, you will definitely bound for success.
Fantastic. Well, we can't wait to have you come back when you are listed. Please do. That is the voice of Gwanele Boltina, businessman, lead auctioneer, MD at and owner of Riley Auctioneers. Thanks for being a part of the Power Hustle this morning.
Thanks to you guys for having me on board.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.